It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
It is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. And granted, we do a lot of impressions on the show, and this is where we impersonate actual news people. Enjoy. Welcome our worldwide audience as we stream live, unbufferable experience on our Hank Facebook page. In grown-up news, Iran yesterday attacked U.S. military bases in, and everybody can disagree on how you say, Qatar or Qatar or Qatar. But there were fortunately no casualties reported, and Trump said and actually thanked Iran for giving us a heads up before they launched the strikes. Okay. Then, overnight, President Trump announced there was a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Israel said, cool. Iran said, what? And then Iran launched again at Israel. Israel says Iran broke the ceasefire. Then again, after that, President Trump announced that the ceasefire between Iran and Israel starts now, and that it was just a confusion on the timing of it. Since then, there has been nothing, so that is good. And Trump then said he expects the ceasefire to, quote, last forever.
Right.
And this will put an end to the, quote, 12-day war, which Trump evidently named, and even his administration says that's the name he liked and wanted to come up with it and wanted to name it.
Have we copyrighted it? Does it have a hashtag?
12-day war. So we will find out a little more about this, hopefully, maybe, at 7:47 when we have the Donald
MAGA
on for that, in the midst of all that. It's a good thing we don't have anything to talk to him about, right?
Mm-mm.
By the way, talking about this, Russia and Vladimir Putin described the American airstrikes over the weekend in Iran as a, quote, gross violation of international law, the UN Charter, and the UN Security Council resolutions, end quote. Really? Russia? Really? You know, who better to know who's breaking the rules than the ones that have already done it?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, Vlad seems to be busy these days. I'm surprised he even noticed that was going on.
America.
Right.
There you go.
So it's been a very busy week as Jeff Bezos set to marry Lauren Sanchez off the coast of Italy. The duo planned to do the deed right off the coast of Venice, but locals not really liking that idea. So rumor has it they've moved on to the island of San Giorgio. Either way, there was a big foam party to celebrate her son's 19th birthday on his $500 million yacht, which sounds like an accident waiting to happen. Meanwhile, there will also be a pajama party. And a lot of folks not pleased about any of this. Greenpeace putting a big banner in St. Mark's Square saying if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more taxes. Photo of him laughing in the background. Apparently, we can look for lots of stars like Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey, JB, and more.
Such an evil occasion. I hear that all of this is lead up that Friday is supposed to be the nuptials day. So,
well, I don't know. I didn't get the invite.
That.
You did.
We'll continue to track that as only we can. Over the weekend on Saturday, we just played him right there. Country legend Ronnie McDowell was up there, and he was doing a performance in Pennsylvania when he started to have an episode on stage just a little bit, just while in the middle of singing and kind of a little slurred lyrics, and then they stopped the show, and Ronnie McDowell actually posting out and giving more news himself yesterday about this, saying, yes, I had a mini stroke on stage, but running tests and everything, going to head back to Nashville, but doing much, much better than I was, he says, on Saturday. So our best to Ronnie McDowell. Good guy there, legend. And then Sammy Kershaw going through a Louisiana airport yesterday, Louisiana boy, was, stopped by TSA, flagged his bag, and sure enough, there was a loaded pistol in there. Yeah, that caused a little bit of a travel delay for everybody. He was not apprehended or anything like that, but he will incur Sammy Kershaw a fine of about $5,000. Sammy says it was early. Quote, I was half awake, clearly not thinking straight. Says I've sung about stuff like this, but here I am living it. Let's all say safe out there.
Did he forget? He forgot it was in there.
That's what I guess he was saying.
All right.
From the quote.
Raising kids, not easy, under the best of circumstances. Even if you're rich and famous, like Charlize Theron, she's got two at home, and just like the rest of us, she needs one of those magic decoder rings to figure out exactly what they're saying.
I thought she said, you're eating your face or something, and I was like, what? She's like, that means your face looks good. But it's your face is eating. Yes, yeah. And your makeup is eating down. And yes. It's all good.
Yeah.
Did your daughter, my daughter talks about the eating. Like,
I hear her talking to her friends that way.
Yeah.
She does have an Instagram dad filter for me. So she tones it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, we were in the car one day and my daughter said, Mom, you totally ate that note. Mm. And I was like,
there you go.
I don't even have any snacks. Yeah. Other words we need to know. Cringe fire, low key.
Oh, like the Marvel Avenger villain. So Dolly Parton has put out a rock song with Motley Crue. She's got a Broadway musical on the way. She's getting that humanitarian award at the Oscars this fall. And they say it's for the first time in 32 years, but really it's for the first time. Dolly's going to Vegas.
What?
Dolly is doing one of those very popular mini residencies going on. This one will take place December at Caesar's Palace. And it looks like it'll be a 6-show mini residency called Dolly Live in Las Vegas. Says she's beyond excited and in true Dolly fashion says, grab your rhinestones. Vegas is calling. So the tickets for this go on sale actually tomorrow. And VIP backstage access, all that stuff available as well. And hang time in Dolly's Rhinestone Lounge. But this will take place at Caesar's Palace. Even though the sphere is literally right there and it kind of the joke writes itself.
It's here.
And it's all good.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. So what are you going to do when Hulkamania opens a bar? Well, we're going to find out. Hulk Hogan joining the libations business. Wrestling fans can soon get their drink on at a brand new 9,000 square foot, $7 million bar across from Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Wow. Now,
it's going to have a wall of windows facing the garden, 12 big screen TVs, playing his best moments in the ring, and serve up his signature beer. It's called Real American. Set to be called Slam. And this is kind of cool. So it was the brainchild of a developer by the name of Rich Rosen who caught the Hulk's ear by waiting 5 hours in line at a fan event, showed him a mock-up of the idea, said, this is your new bar. And the rest is history.
You know, he's trying to, or at least mount something, to take over and buy all the Hooters that are closing and trying to resurrect that franchise. So maybe they'll give us a preview here for Slam.
Brother.
I want to go. So this past weekend, another country music news. George Strait's Chris Stapleton just bringing the house down yet again. This was in Buffalo, New York this time. And one of those cool... You remember a couple months ago, George went through a Dairy Queen drive-thru. And everybody got real excited about that. And he took selfies with everybody through the drive-thru window, and we got to know what he eats, a Hunger Buster at Dairy Queen. Well, at this time, there were just people, fans waiting outside of the building, because what else are you going to do in Buffalo, New York? And all of a sudden, truck rolls up. Truck. I bet that's hard to find in Buffalo. Rolls up. Window rolls down. And there's George Strait.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying, how y'all doing? And then he just, like, for 20 minutes or so, just was taking pictures of people, aww, signing autographs and everything like that. Very, very cool act. And then finally, I hate to end it on a down note, but the founder of FedEx passed away over this past weekend. 88 years old. His funeral will be expected sometime between noon and 6 this Saturday. And if you miss it, a driver will leave a sticker on your door.
Waking up with Brother KB and Heather Lee.